We've discussed in the past in Parshas Bolok that by far one of the most complex characters in the Chumash, probably in the whole of Tanakh, is Bilam. And that Bilam was on par on certain levels of Nevuah with Moshe Rabbeinu. He had every opportunity for greatness. He was built with a super Navi, and he twisted it all and he turned into an ideology of everything that was a paradigm of Kina Taiva and Kavod. He had a yeshiva, Tamid of Shabila Marosha and Timisha Avram Avinu. And it's very, very difficult to understand him properly, but let's try and understand the best we can. A few very, very interesting nakudas in this week's parasha that show the difference between the Mahalach, according to the path of a Ben Torah and the success of a Ben Torah, and the path of those people who are actually fighting Torah and those people who want to actually pull down the world of Torah. So this is a very, very interesting few psukim over here. So the beginning of the parasha begins how Balak ben Zippor panicked that Klal Yisrael are there to trample them, and they came to visit Bilam. And the pasuk hey v'yishach malachim al Bilam ben ba'oi b'soiro, and the pasuk says, and he explains to them the Jewish problem. So v'yivoy el Bilam v'dabra el of divrei Balak. They came and spoke over divrei Balak. V'yomer lehem, the pasuk ches, linu po halayla. So Bilam said back to them, rest here overnight. I'll return to you. I'll tell you what can be done. And they stayed there. So that night, who are these people? So he thought to understand these people weren't choshev enough. And Bilam said, "Bolok ben Zippor Melech Moshe Lechelai." These people sent, and he discussed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Jewish problem. You know, your people are a bit of a problem over here, a bit inconvenient to have them around, and therefore I'd like to curse them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Lo yisei lechimohem, don't go with them. Lo yisei es onki Baruch Hu, you can't go with them." Okay. Next morning, Bilam tells them exactly what's going on. Go back. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow me. Pasuk Tesvav, he sends another group, more mechubad, more honourable, more respectable than the first group, and again they said over the same problem. And then the pasuk says, again I'll ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And v'yovay elikim abilam loyle v'yim aloy im likra l'chabo anoshim, if they call you, kum leich itom, go with them. However, esadova asher daba ilecho oisri sa'aseh. Here Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yes, he can go with them. Next pasuk, a very seemingly irrelevant pasuk, v'yokom bilam aboy k'v'yach v'ish esasoyno. He saddled his donkey. Okay, either yes or no, what difference does it make to us? V'yicha af elikim kihoy lechu. The pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu was annoyed with the fact that Bilam actually went with the sorry Balak. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told them, you can go. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yicha af? Carries on the pasuk, and the pasuk talks about the Malach standing in the way, and Bilam finally says, he finally sees a Malach, and Bilam says, Chotosi, Pasuk Lamadalud, Kliyadati, I never knew that you wanted to stop me. Va'ata imra b'necho shuvli, I will go back. Then Malach says, no, Leichem, I should go with them. Ask Shimon Shvab, what's going on over here? This is a fantastic, fantastic parasha. What's going on over here? We hear Rabbeinu Shlom telling Bilam originally, no, do not go with them. Finished. They come to you, don't go with them. Have you ever looked through his parasha, got poshup shot? Don't go with them. Carries on the parasha and he gets a mumuchubad people, and Bilam thinks to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let me go with these people because it wasn't poshup to my level of, you know, if you go to China today, and you want to meet with a business person, if you are the second in command in a business, you can only meet with the second in command of the business over there. The owner, the CEO, can only meet with the CEO. The lower you are down, they'll find exactly which level you are, and that is, if a salesman will meet with a salesman. So Bilam believed that, you know, it's possibly not up to my level, and therefore a new contingent came to visit him, and they said they'll give him money, they'll give him fame, they give him everything. Kushbach says, if that's the case, go with them. So Bilam went with them. Next pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu got annoyed. Carries on. Fine, Kodesh Baruch Hu got annoyed. The Malachim. Stop, Malach stands in the way. What are you doing? So it's okay, I'll stop. No, go with them. What's going on over here? Should he go? Shouldn't he go? Even more than that. The pasuk says, Vayacha af Hashem ki hoy lechu. He saw he was going. Says Rashi, Rosh Adovah Rabba Ein HaMokrim V'Nis Avol Leilech. We saw he had a taiva to go. Where is it mashman the pasuk he had a taiva to go? Ki Hoylechu. Where is it seen in the parasha that he had a tremendous desire to go? From the Roshan Ki Hoylechu. Furthermore, what is it so important about this Biachvish Esas? So you know what's going on over here as well. And that the whole parasha is a very, very difficult parasha to understand. So Shimon Schwab says a fantastic vort, Rabbi Yisai. And he said this some years ago, but I actually have far more clarity in it today. He says, if you look in the difference within the parasha of where Hashem allowed Bilam to go with, sorry, Balak, when he didn't, it was very simple. There's one change in what happened over here. In the first contingent, it did not say anything about giving him money. It did not say anything about giving him fame or covet for what he was doing. It just asked him to go. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, if you're going lishmo, don't go. If you're going for the bad purpose, to do ra, for the sake of lishmo, don't go. Later on in the parasha, they come along and say to him, we're going to give you kesev azar, we're going to give you wealth, we're going to give you everything. Bilam went back to Rabbi Yishlid and said to Rabbi Yishlid, I'm not going lishmo. I'm not going because I want to do bad for the sake of doing bad. I'm going because they're going to make me wealthy. Can I go now? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, If that's why you're going, im likro lecha bo anoshim. If you're coming for lecha for your purposes, in other words, if you're coming to make you wealthy, and you don't feel comfortable to turn him down, but not ra lishmo, not doing it for the sake of just to do bad, for your own purposes, then kum leich iton, then go with them. I have no problem with you going with them if it's not lishmo. So what difference is there between lishmo and shlo lishmo? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, the koyach of the bechira a person has a free choice, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will not interfere with a person's free choice if that free choice is absolutely 100% based on a ra decision. If it is ra, bad, for the sake of bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never interfere with that. However bad it may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not interfere with ra for the sake of ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only interfere and stop the bad happening if there's an element of Shlo Lishmo. If you're not doing bad for the sake of bad, you're doing bad for the sake of, I want to make some more extra money on this, I'm not doing the Avera because I love doing the Avera to hurt the Ribbono Shleilim, as it were. I'm doing it because, you know, I'm going to get wealthy, I'm going to get famous through this, then the Ra lacks in the Shmo, and that will be ultimately can be stopped by Ribbono Shleilim. In the first time round, Bilam was not promised any great wealth, and therefore it was Ra, it was bad for the sake of bad. That there's no stopping what can be done, and therefore Klal Yisrael could be ruined. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said stop. However, later on, when they came a very, very special contingent and said, you know, Kesev Azor, that was not the Shema anymore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said go. Carries on the next Pasuk, and the next Pasuk says, V'yokom Bilam Baboike. Bilam got up, V'yachvish es asoino, and he saddled his donkey. Says Rashi, why is that so important for us to know that he saddled his own donkey? Says Rashi, you see from here, Mikan shaha sinner mekalkeles et ashura. You see how much sinner can cause a person to go crazy. Shechovash hu ba'atzmoi. That he saddled his own donkey. It's as if, like, the President of the United States, you're sorting out, you're filling out the tires of his car. This is crazy. He's got all the different mechanics there. He's got different people who can do it for him. Why? Pump up your own tires. It shows how enthusiastic he was. No, he couldn't wait. I can't find this guy. I'm doing it myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rasha, Kavakadamcha Avram Avim. Avram Avim already did it before. Shnema Vayashkim Avram Baboike Vayachbosh Eschamoire. Avram Avim did it by the time of the Akedah. Avram Avim saddled his own donkey. What difference does it make that Avram Avim saddled his own donkey earlier? We'll see that soon. But what's fascinating in the parasha is, if you carry it on, it says, we have he's riding on his osoin, Ushnei Na'orov Imui. And he was there walking with his Shnei Na'orov, which means his two companions, his two Avodim. There's no mention over here of where the Sorei, Midyon, and Moyov were. It does not say anything about Sorei, Midyon, and Moyov. Later on, the Malach stops him and he says, should I go back? The Malach says, no, don't go back. Leich Im Ha'anoshim, go with those people. Go with those people who originally came with. And the apostle carries on and says later on, and he went and he carries on with those people. And he went to the Kirchot, so they carried on going. Right? Why was Bilam without those sorry Bolok? What happened to them? Why only later on did the Malach say to him, go with them? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, what probably happened was, doesn't say exactly these words, that he was wanting to make an early start. He saddled his donkey. They were still in bed, and then they went from the bed to the pool and had an early breakfast in a hotel. But they weren't ready to leave the time he left. The prophet said, Vayakim el boiker, Vayicha af Hashem ki hoylech hu. He went by himself. In other words, he couldn't wait anymore for the sorry Bilam. He didn't wait for them anymore. He went by himself. Says Rashi, that shows how he had such a taiva to do what he did. What's Peshat in that? The Peshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu only gave him permission to go if it was L'shem covered. If you're going for the wealth, for the Kesef Azav you're going to receive from Bolok, fine, then you should go. But Bilam did something now that was beyond his Ra'al Ishma. He did something that was actually giving up on his covered. He's pumped up his own tires. He saddled his own donkey. Why are you doing this? This is already giving up your covered. That is showing now they're doing Ra Lishma. You're doing it just for the sake of Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry with him. V'yicha'af Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Then Bilam says, shall I go back? The Malach says, no, don't go back. I don't mind if you go with sorry Bolok, but as long as you get the covered, as long as you're driving around with the fancy, you know, the cars of the kings with the flags in the front, I don't mind if you go with them if there's covered involved. What I do mind is you going along with the old banger Osloin, yeah, which is the old, you know, your old little car you have, and you're going there with no covered because that is Ra Lishmo, and Ra Lishmo, I have no brain shalom cannot protect Kalisol against Ra Lishmo. So that was a whole backwards and forwards over here. Bilam was originally was Ra Lishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do it, only if it's Ra Shlo Lishma. Then he was back to Ra Lishma by the proof that he pumped up his own tithes, Gachlish es Hasenoi. Then Malach stops him and says, go with them to make it Ra Shlo Lishma. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, if this is a koyach of Ra Lishma, how bad it could possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not stop Ra Lishma, Mido Tova Maruba. How much more greater is it if a person does toiv lishma, if a person does a right thing lishma, nothing can possibly stop him. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, what happens if you have, let's make a cheshbon over, let's calculate over here. What happens if you have ra shlo lishma against toiv lishma? Toiv for sure will win. What happens if you have ra lishma against toiv lishma? What will win then? Says a pasuk over here that Bilam tried to do Ra Lishma. He tried to make it, to saddle his own donkey, to make it Ra Lishma, and therefore to have that koyach of Ra Lishma. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Bilam, it's not going to help you. Avram Avinu, that's telling you, Avram Avinu already saddled his donkey in order to get up in an early start to sacrifice his own son. And therefore that's Tov Lishma. Therefore whatever happens, it's not going to help you anyway. Yeah, it's not going to help you if you already have in the Bria a Toiv Lishmo that's going to go against your Ra Lishmo. If so, why is the Malach stop him? So you want to dim it as much as you can the Ra Lishmo.
Why don't you give him a Shush in the first place then? If he anyway couldn't do it, he'd never eat.
Correct. So you want to limit as much as you possibly can the Ra Lishmo, and there's a limitation of damage control. But the Ra Lishmo, the ultimate Ra Lishmo, yeah, the perfect Ra Lishmo has very been limited by the Toiv Lishmo of Avraham Avinu. Okay, but to different levels it can work. Exactly how this works, I don't know. But at different levels it can work. Says Rav Shimon Schwab that there are major nations in the world today, in his times, yeah, that were superpowers. There were superpowers. Communist Russia was a huge, gigantic, it was a bear that nobody would dare touch. And communism, how many people did communism kill?
Lots.
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions, right? And it was a superpower. Margaret Thatcher, may she rest in peace. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher said 25 years ago, before Gorbachev. Was it before Gorbachev? I don't know when it was before Gorbachev. Who was there?
The 80s, the mid-80s, before Gorbachev.
What was his name? I forgot his name.
Reagan.
No.
Before,
with the
previous premier of Russia. Reagan was
Whatever. She said she, in her days, she'll never see communism destroyed.
Khrushchev.
You'll never see communism destroyed. Gorbachev started perestroika, and then Yeltsin came, and in almost without a very, very easily, it was totally destroyed. So Shimon Schwab, how is that possible? So he said, because the power of communism was, it was ra lishmo. These people who did not do for fame or power. Okay, got to read, Animal Farm?
Yeah.
Ultimately, a lot of them were mamish ra lishmo, for the sake of the people. It was corruption, but it was ra lishmo. To fight ra lishmo, the only way to do it is to fight it is with tov lishmo. And he had people in Russia, the refuseniks, the yidden, who were meisen nefesh mamish. You cannot imagine, they're thrown in jail. Reb Chaskel Abramsky was thrown in jail. The Vardikas went to jail. So many Bochrim were in jail during the wars, and then after the wars, and they learned Torah Lishma. That Torah Lishma was able to fight the Ra Lishma. And this is a koyach of this week's parasha. This week's parasha, this beginning of the parasha, teaches us that the success of Bilam to destroy Klal Yisrael is Ra Lishma, and the koyach that we will have to fight the Ra Lishma is a Tov Lishma. I don't know, Baruch Hashem, I believe now what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, to attempt to destroy the yeshivas and to attempt to cause any kind of suffering on the frum community, I don't believe Baruch Hashem is that batch ra lishmo. I believe there's a lot of ra shlo lishmo, to get votes, to get fame, to get covered, but I don't know how much there is. But any ra lishmo that is in there, the only koyach to fight that is with tov lishmo. Is to fight it with a koyach of learning Torah and keeping kima mitzvahs, not for the covered and not for what people are going to say, but for ourselves to have a relationship with Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's one thought. Rashi says, "V'yachbeish es hasoyne." Why did he saddle his own donkey? Bilam actually had a discussion with Rabbeinu Shlomo, and Bilam said to Rabbeinu Shlomo, "Rabbeinu Shlomo, look at me. I am willing to give up my own covered for the sake of my needs. Look at Klal Yisrael. Did Klal Yisrael do that?" And he wanted to make a kitzurug on Klal Yisrael. He wanted to accuse Klal Yisrael of not being enthusiastic enough in doing mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Good try, but bad result. Kvar kadomcha Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu has already done this element of Zerizus. Avram Avinu has already done. And therefore don't try and be mekatrik on Klal Yisrael." In fact, later on, Bilam himself recognized that Klal Yisrael had this incredible Zerizus. The Apostle says later on, Om Yikimenu, yeah, Korah Shochav Kari Chalovi Mikimenu, says Rashi. They get up early in the morning, like an Ari, and they chap mitzvahs. In other words, he tried to make a kitrug. Do Klal Yisrael do the Averis as much as do the mitzvahs as much as my enthusiasm for Averis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes. Avram Avinu has already done a mitzvah and knocked out your kitrug. Says Rav Moshe, if Avram Avinu would not have done that, that would have remained an incredible kitrug against us. And it says Mikan on Olaimdim. We've got to learn this. He said, if a person is in the business world and a person can get off the plane after a 13-hour flight from Tel Aviv to New York and then go straight from the airport and have a 4-hour meeting, there's no reason why a person can't get off a plane and daven shacharis in a minyan. If you can go straight, we have to learn from the business people, not from the rishoyim necessarily, from the business people, how much a person is willing to invest in parnasa, how much a person is willing to invest in his own wealth. And he learned from there that how he should do the same for the sake of Torah, the sake of mitzvahs. That's Rav Moshe, and we discussed that in the past. But I saw this year a very interesting vort from Rav Cheskel, from Rav Chizkiyo Kahan. He was the manal of Gezi Yeshiva, and he says Lamaisa Rav Moshe's vort. I mean, he didn't say this Rav Moshe, but it seems that Rav Moshe's vort, There's a fault in it, and he brings out the fault. He says, Bilam was trying to make a kitrug. Look what Zoriz I am compared to other people. Is anyone else as Zoriz as I am? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvakudamcha Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu did it also as Jesus. So he says Kavaka Damcha does not mean Avram Avinu was earlier than you. Okay, historically he was earlier. He said Kavaka Damcha means there is a qualitative difference over here that you cannot possibly compare the action that you did to the action Avram Avinu did. You, Bilam, are translating the action that you did as Zrizus. Zrizus means a zealousness, an enthusiasm, a will to overcome laziness and do something with your power to overcome anything that's stopping you. And you're trying to compare to Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're making a tremendous mistake, Bilam. Kvar Kadamcha Avram Avinu means Avram Avinu did Zrizus. You, the fact that you're willing to get up early in the morning, is a sign, not that you are Zoriz, that you are the laziest person that's ever been. A person like you, with your kind of qualities, with your kind of potential, should be fighting against Sahara. Should be battling against Yetzirah. And what you're doing? You have clarity in Rabbeinu Shleilam. You speak to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And what are you? You are so lazy that you're not willing to fight simple elements of extra wealth. You're schlepped out of bed. The koyach of kina and taiva and kovod is able to rip you out of your bed in order to be pulled off the bit of money, a bit of gold and silver. You haven't got the gumption, you haven't got the guts, you haven't got the strength to stand up against a bit of money. Even though you're such a novice, you are the laziest, weakest person there is. This isn't the reason getting out of bed. This is the Yetzer Hara schlepping you out of bed and not having a koyach to do it. Avram Avinu! Avram Avinu, Kavaka Damcha, Avram Avinu means, what was Avram Avinu getting out of bed for? For money? For wealth? For covered? Avram Avinu is getting out of bed to kill his own child. To sacrifice his own child. To sacrifice his future. To sacrifice his covers. Everyone thought Avram Avinu was crazy. His whole life. He's been yelling against human sacrifice. Now he's sacrificing his own child. And he's willing to do that. That is Zrizus. Zrizus is not about being too lazy to fight against the Yetzer Hara. It's giving, using every last thread of energy within you. And to fight against your own personal agenda for the sake of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Bilam was completely different to Avram Avinu. Look in the parasha. Every time Bilam wanted something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made him his Beach. Avram Avinu, every time he received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made him his Beach. It was two worlds apart. Bilam was running after his Yetzer Hara. Avram Avinu was chasing away his Yetzer Hara. They were two worlds apart. And that's the Koyach of Lishma. So that is a different ideas of how important it is to see this element over here of his osing. It's a very, very interesting Pukud Rabbi Eliezer. Very interesting Pukud Rabbi Eliezer, and it's very, a little bit, I've never heard this before, not even the Medrash, I've never heard it before. There's a very well-known discussion, we know, that the osing was able to speak, right? And the Mishnah brings an obvious as one of the things that were made by Hashemoshes. The Shaila is what was made to speak. What was created in Beinah Hashemoshes? Was the Osoin itself created in Beinah Hashemoshes? And that Osoin, yeah, that what's the Osoin? What's a female donkey? Is that a special name? Okay, is it Peshat that female donkey was created in Beinah Hashemoshes and that lived all that time until we got to Bilam? Or was the ability for a female donkey to speak created by Hashemoshes, and then in that period of time, in that generation of Bilam, that is when the donkey's ability was able to speak from that creation, that ability was created then. But the donkey itself was not created then. There's Machlokes, and it seems to be a very big discussion in what's going on. There's a very interesting Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that proves one side. It says like this. He says, Hishkim Avram Baboike V'chobash Es Ha-Cha-Moyr. Avram Avinu saddled Ha-Cha-Moyr, the donkey. What's the donkey? So he says, Hu Shirochav Olav Avraham, that donkey that Avram Avinu rode on, Hu Ha-Cha-Moyr Ben Ha-Osoy Shenivris Ben Hashemoshes. That Chamoyr, this donkey, this male donkey that Avram Avinu rode on, was the child, was the son of the Osoin, of this female donkey that was created by Hashemoshes. What's hachamoir? The chamoir? It was that donkey. He carries on and he says, "Hu hachamoir, shirachav olav Moshe bevoy le Mitzrayim." It was that very same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu rode when he came from Midian to Mitzrayim. Shenema, vayikach Moshe v'yarkivein al hachamoir. Yeah, and he rode on the donkey. On the donkey. It's the same chamoir. He carries on and he says, "Hu hachamoir." That same chamoir, what other chamoir are going to be using in the future?
Mashiach.
Hu hachamoir she'osid ben David lirkav olav. It is the chamoir that David, ben David, Mashiach will ride on. Shnema oni v'reichav al hachamoir. On that same donkey. So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that this donkey doesn't explain the connection, but he said that osin that was created ben Ashmoshes had a child, a donkey. That donkey was a donkey that Avraham Avinu used, that Moshe Rabbeinu used, and Mashiach would use. Now, there's many different Torah that can be said by different people, but doesn't necessarily relate to what they represented as who they are. I love different Torah that represent the person who says it, of the whole status, the very being, the very essence represents the Tvar Torah. This Tvar Torah is said over in the name of Rav Moshe Schneider. Rav Moshe Schneider is Rosh Hashiva of Torah's Chesed in London. He is a yeshiva that during the Second World War was a yeshiva that was mechanech a whole generation, not of yeshiva guys, but of G'dayla Hador Mamash. G'dayla Hador Mamash. Many of the rabbonim of the path of the who are just sniffing now, who are still around, were talmidim of Rosh Moshe Schneider. Included in them is Reb Tubia Weiss, the guy of Yerushalayim, was Reb Moshe Sternbuch. There's many Reb Sender Feuersteins of Chalim Avrocha, who was the Rav of my shul. There are many big Tamei Chachamim, Rabbi Schloss. Rabbi Schloss was a tremendous scholar, who was nifta a couple of years back. He made a generation of Tamei Chachamim in the middle of the war. And there's a famous story. There's a famous story of Moshe Schneider. Many of you have heard this story, that he had asked for Bachrim to volunteer to do different jobs in the yeshiva. One of the jobs every morning was to wake the boys up, and another job was to fetch the bread from Grudzinski. Grudzinski already was an old, from 18 something, was already an old bakery in London, and the bread was rationed during the war. And Harry Grudzinski would put the bread on the side instead of having to wait in line, and he'd take it and had to fetch it from, I'm not sure exactly where where the yeshiva was, but he had to fetch it from the bakery every morning. And different boys would volunteer, and sometimes they did wake up, sometimes they didn't wake up, sometimes they forgot about it, sometimes. So he decided the two boys should volunteer to take on a full-time basis, that they should be the ones to do it every single day. And two boys volunteered. And Rav Moshe Schneider said, the boy who volunteers to wake up the boys in the morning, and that's chus, and that mysterious nefesh of getting up every morning and doing that job, he should be a big Talmud Chacham. And the boy who was most nefesh every day, and it was dangerous in those times, there were bombs, and it wasn't so simple, to go to the bakery to fetch a bread, he should be a big gavir. He should be very wealthy. The one who woke at the boys in the morning was Rav Moshe Sternbuch. The one who fetched the bread every morning was Moshe Reichman. He saw the brachos mekuyim. The mesiras nefesh of each person is able to change his life. By the way, the story goes that Moshe Reichman said, "Halavai, I made a mistake. I should have. I wish I was the one who woke up the boys in the morning." He said, "A lot of olam hazeh I haven't had. I hopefully have olam haba." With all the wealth of the family and ups and downs, and you know that was. But that's mesiras nefesh. Says Moshe Schneider that Avraham Avinu was mesiras nefesh. He got up in the morning. And it wasn't just getting up in the morning and have to do what he has to do. He got up early in the morning to fulfill the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a zerizus, with an enthusiasm, with an incredible mesiras nefesh. When Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Mitzrayim and standing up against a pari, standing up against Klal Yisrael, who are so enslaved in Memtesh Shari Tumah, Moshe Rabbeinu needed a symbol of mesiras nefesh. He needed a symbol of zerizus. He needed a symbol of something that's going to inspire him to do his job. And therefore he took the same donkey. He took the same donkey of Avraham Avinu. When the Sheikh will come, you know, one would expect him to go around on a very, very modern donkey. You know, with a, maybe at the side with a, follow us on Twitter, you know, you know, a very modern donkey. No, he needs a 5,000 something old donkey. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, there's going to be an amazing, incredible amount of serious nefesh. People have to leave behind a lot of the fallacies, a lot of the foolishness. And Mashiach will have to pull them out and make peace where it's going to be very difficult. That is going to require, again, that Mesiris Nefesh. It's going to require that Lishma. That power to overcome the bad with a good Lishma is what we're going to need when Mashiach comes. And then for this parasha, we know very little about what makes Bilam tick. But what we do know is how he would have been successful and how ultimately he failed. And it's all based on Mesiris Nefesh. It's all based on Lishma. It's all based on enthusiasm. And the ability to have that clarity makes something possible or impossible. Later on the parasha, the last vault, it says in the parasha, Balak are very annoyed with him. Perichov base. I mean, Balak was quite incredibly patient until now. And in Perichov base, Pasal Lam Gimel, V'yom Balak Yabel, Halo Yishleach Shalachti Alecha Likor Lecha, yeah, Lomol, Perichov Gimel. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Deimer Bolak El Bilam. Mer Sisili. What have you done? Lo Koiv Oivai Lekachticha. Your job description was to curse. Vehinei Barach Del Borich. And what did you do? You gave a bracha. What did you do? Vayan Vayoyme. So Bilam said back to Bolak, Haloi Eis Asher Yosim Hashem Befi Oisei Eshma Ledabe. What Kosh Baruch Hu told me to do, that is what I will do. Carries on. And he starts giving more brachas. V'yom ha'bilim ha'bolok. In Perik Chavdal Apostle Yud Beis. V'yom ha'bilim ha'bolok. Halegamel malachecha shlechti alai debat leimai. In other words, he said, what are you doing? In Perik Chavdal Apostle Yud. V'yichach bolok ha'bilim. Again, let me remind you, I told you to take, I took you in order to curse my enemies. Three times he gave them brachas. Off you go. Anyway. Bilam said back to Bolak, I told you, right from the beginning. I can't go against it. What's going on over here? What's this discussion over here? So the Balaam Musa said like this. When Bilam said to Balak, I can't do it, there's two ways to understand the word I can't. Let's take somebody, respectful person in the Chas Chalila, in the Torah world. Let's take a person who's respectful in the world today. You know, let's take Barack Obama. Yeah. So Barack Obama, you go to a person in America and say, I will give you $1,000 to slap Barack Obama across the face. Yeah? So personally, I can't do it. So there's two ways to understand he can't do it. Number one, he may not be able to do it because he's got Secret Service right around him. It's not possible. Or he can't do it because his posture, in his eyes, he's simply a figure that he so much respects, it's not possible to do it. How can you see what's going on? Give this person now $1,000,000. I'll give you $1,000,000 not to shoot him. I'll give you $1,000,000 now to go to Barack Obama and slap him. So there's ways to do this. You can go. There's ways of doing it. You know, you can go to when he goes to a school. You can find out where the agenda. You may not be able to kill him because you haven't got a gun on you, but you may be able to slap him. If it's because you like ucha means I can't do it because I can't physically do it. You know, with $1,000,000, there's a lot of things he can't do, and he can suddenly do with $1,000,000. But if he can't do it because I respect him so much, I can't bring myself to do it, then lo yuchal. Bilam believed, lo yuchal, as I cannot possibly go against Ribbono Shel Olam. Balak translates that to mean, I can't because I don't really want to. Let's add some money. Let's add some fame. Let's add some covered. You'll be able to in the end. And the end the Pasuk says, no. I can't means it's not physically possible. I cannot go against Ribbono Shel Olam. There was once said about Bill Clinton that he had a pastor he was very close with. Know this? Ever heard this? No. He had a pastor he was very close with, and he quoted him once saying that his pastor said to him that on his deathbed, that he's got to look after Israel. On his deathbed, he said, "You should look after Israel," and therefore he spoke and he says, "I therefore." What's that?
It's here this week for the presence.
Yeah, and he said, "Therefore, I cannot do anything bad against Israel." And the media made a spin on that, which is not wrong. I cannot do something against Israel means perhaps I would have liked to, but I can't because I promised my pastor. You don't need somebody who loves Israel does not say I cannot. It's not I cannot or I can. It's just not something I want to do. It's not something I even think about doing. And they translated that as being a ring of anti-Semitism and anti-Israel bias, although he apparently meant it to be a compliment. And this is Le'uchal. Le'uchal means when you have the Zrizus, when you have the Lishma drilled inside us. Le'uchal means you're not Peshat, you don't want to do an Avera. You can't possibly do something wrong. And the more we get the clarity of what an Avera is, and what clarity of what a mitzvah is, and how powerful, certainly, mitzvah Lishma is, then Le'uchal, we don't even have such a Yetzirah anymore. Our will to do Ratzon Hashem is so great that poshut, many of our desires will be that of Avraham Avinu. But Yahweh Shasasoino is willing to be Moshe Nefesh with the sake of Torah, with an enthusiasm and with a love, and Chas V'Shalom, which should not be the Tamidim of Bilam HaRosha, but Tamidim of Avraham Avinu.